96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing to keep you updated on the breaking news into the WHUR newsroom. Comedic actor Robin Williams reported dead at this hour by the Marin County Sheriff's Office in Northern California. This report just coming to us within the past 5 minutes or so. The Marin County Sheriff's Office reporting that a 911 call was made from Robin Williams' home in Northern California this morning. A coroner suspects that the death was caused by asphyxia, a suicide. That's what they are calling it. Again, comedic actor Robin Williams reported dead tonight of suicide, likely asphyxia. Again, we will continue to keep you updated as more information becomes available. Well, tonight, three missionaries who worked with Ebola patients in Liberia are under quarantine for the next 3 weeks. They returned to North Carolina last night by private charter plane. Cleveland University Hospital's Dr. Amy Edwards says that's much different from the isolation confirmed Ebola patients are put under while they are being treated.
They are in isolation because they are actively infectious, and we know that they are. The people who are coming back from Liberia have simply had contact with somebody who has Ebola.
The Charlotte-based Christian group has said that none of the missionaries are showing signs of sickness, but the quarantine is a precaution. This Ebola crisis continues to raise questions, fuel fears, and fan the flames of stigma. Is this the new HIV/AIDS? Well, we're talking about that tonight. My guests are Dr. Sergey Nehy from the Howard University College of Medicine and Dr. Dube Inya. He is chair of the Liberian Emergency Response Task Force on Ebola. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have questions, if you have comments at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Doctors, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. Let me go straight to the issue at hand. Dr. Inya, I'll start with you. What is Ebola? Can you give me a layman's working definition of that?
Ebola is a virus that is harbored by the fruit bats, and it was discovered in 1976 in the Congo in East Africa, and that was the first outbreak, and it was contained. And then there are different types of the Ebola virus. There are different, there are about five types, the Reston, the Tai, and two other types. Mm-hmm. It is transmitted through contact with infected body fluid, such as vomit, urine, feces, saliva, etc. Mm-hmm. And it infects an individual who comes in contact with such such material, such infectious material. It causes symptoms such as high fever, greater than 38.6 degrees Celsius, which is like 101.2 Fahrenheit. It causes symptoms such as fatigue and just the symptoms that are just similar to common cold, but the extent to which it dissipates the body is very, very devastating.
It's very fast.
It creates bleeding in most of the body organs, which then leads to death due to shortage of body fluid in the blood.
Dr. Nehy, how do you get it? I mean, can you get it shaking someone's hand?
Probably, yeah. So I think the current outbreak probably started when maybe bats were cooked and fed to 2 years old girl who died 4 days later and then passed it to her grandmom.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started on and on. So most likely, I think it came from exposure to wild animals, bats, or maybe primates as well. But in reality, I think it has to be active infection, so someone would get in contact with infected person. It could be vomit, saliva. It could be also sweat.
But this is not an airborne virus.
No, it's not an airborne virus, although studies have shown that monkeys that were in isolation from pigs that were infected with the virus did become infected through air droplets.
Right.
But strictly to classify as an airborne transmission, no, it's not an airborne virus.
But the pigs, they develop slightly different type of infection. So the infection goes through the lungs, and humans, they have infection in the liver.
Correct.
So I think the pigs may be kind of an unusual situation. So for humans, I think it's different. Yeah.
This is, we talked about, I believe it's called the morbidity rate. Is that correct? How
mortality.
Thank you. Thank you. Not a doctor, but thank you. Always good to be educated here. We're talking about a month. If from the time that you are infected to death, is that correct? 30 days, 40 days?
That's correct. From the time you infect, it takes between 2 to 21 days. The incubation period of the virus itself is anywhere between 2 to 15 days, but then the rest of the course of the disease takes place over 21 or more days, and then if you're not treated, you can fall victim to that infection.
I need to take a break. A lot of folks want to talk about this, and a lot of people have questions about it. A lot of confusion out there about it. Hopefully we can clear some things up tonight. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about Ebola. Is it something we should be concerned about here in the United States? We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about Ebola. Is this the new HIV/AIDS? My guests are Dr. Sergey Nihai from the Howard University College of Medicine and Dr. Dube Inya. He is chair of the Liberian Emergency Response Task Force on Ebola. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment about this issue, very critical health issue that we're talking about tonight, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Mel, calling from Washington, D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead, Mel.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing just fine.
Good, good. What I was going to say was this is not really the new HIV, simply because this kills you faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a comment that I was born in Sierra Leone, and which is one of the countries being affected right now by this this disaster. Until nepotism is addressed in countries like Sierra Leone and most of West Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa, things like this will continue to happen. I say that simply because the people that we have in power in positions like this are inept at dealing with things like this. And you can tell because in Sion a couple of years ago, we had the cholera outbreak, which was handled horribly. And now we have the Ebola outbreak, which is being handled horribly as well.
Mel, let me ask you, you said nepotism. Don't you mean xenophobia, the fear of foreigners?
No. I mean nepotism.
In what sense?
People are being put into positions that they're not qualified for because the person in power is a family member or a cousin or uncle or an aunt.
Let me stop you there, Mel, because both of my doctors were nodding their heads when you said that. Dr. Inya, why did you nod your head?
I nodded my head because not just only nepotism, but corruption is a widespread disease in most of Africa, particularly West Africa. The particular problem we are facing today with the Ebola crisis has to do with the breakdown of the healthcare system in the country because of, as many people will put it, incompetence, and due to the lack of putting in place mechanisms that will create well-established infectious disease control in these countries. And as a result of that, the healthcare system completely collapsed, and these countries are now depending on the assistance of NGOs such as Médecins Sans Frontières and Samaritan Purse, and now depending on the CDC and NIH when these countries have the resources to create similar institutions. And that is why we are now calling for these governments to coalesce and create an institute of disease control in that sub-region that will attend not only to Ebola, but to other diseases that are similar to Ebola. Mm-hmm. We have dengue in that area also.
Dengue fever.
Dengue fever. Dengue mm-hmm. has been diagnosed in that area. So dengue is a hemorrhagic disease just as Ebola.
Hemorrhagic disease. Help me with that real quick.
Yeah, hemorrhagic, meaning that when you become infected with that, we were talking about bleeding as, mm-hmm. as one of the symptoms of Ebola. With dengue infection, you bleed also internally.
Mm-hmm. I need to take another break. When we come back, we will continue the conversation about Ebola. Priscilla, James, Sabrina, Penny, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about the Ebola health crisis on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.